the beginning of Parshas Kisavo deals with the halacha of mitzvahs bikurim. And the Sifri on the very big pasuk was of Yehaki Savo El Haaretz, Asay Mitzvah Hamura Be'inyan Shibishchara Tikonus La'aretz. That in the merit of doing this mitzvah, namely bikurim, you will merit coming into the land. And offhand, the words of the Sifri need interpretation, because they became obligated in bikurim only after the years Shikav Shuv Chalko, 14 years after they entered the land, as the Gemara says in Kedushin. So why? What do the words of the Sifri mean? B'shchar mitzvah zu yikantzu la'aretz. After all, the mitzvah only applies after the 14 years when they entered and conquered the land. Now we know that the parsha Mikra Bikurim is the core parsha that we read on the night of the Seder, as the text of the Haggadah. Yigadati yom l'Hashem Elokecha ki ba'asi el ha'aretz asher nishba Hashem l'avoseinu l'aseis lanu. And it doesn't say ki banu el ha'aretz, but ki ba'asi, as if he came that day. And he's not, seems to be not referring to previous generations that came and conquered the land. And that's because the Mevi Bikurim has to thank Hashem as if he just came now to the land. It's something very contemporary, something immediate. That's not just an ancient gift, but it's something new and fresh that he thanks Hashem for. And in the mitzvah of Sipur Tzitzayim, similarly, it's fulfilled by interpreting this Bandovish Kol HaParsha Kula, Arami Ovid Avi, as we read in the Mishnah in Pesachim. And it's something very contemporary. And already the Goyim are bothered. Why is this the Parsha, the core Parsha of Sipur Tzitzayim, the night of the Seder? Why don't we take the more explicit parshas at the beginning of Sefer Shmos that deal explicitly with the exodus from Egypt? And maybe the reason is that the Sipur Tzitzayim has to be something immediate, as if I went out of Mitzrayim. Chayv Adon Liros Asatzu Ki Ilu Hu Yotz Mitzrayim. And the Rambam adds Ki Ilu Yotz Atum Mitzrayim, that he went out right now, he's experiencing it. And therefore, this pilgrim and this farmer who brings his first fruit, he's saying, as if the enthusiasm is the new one, as if he just came to the land, and he's thanking Hashem for his very first fruit. And similarly, the Ram says that he has to say it kilo yotzim mitzrayim at this point. And the Rambam emphasizes this in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and he says, "Shemichol dovador chayev adam laharos es atzmo ki luhu baatzmo see himself yotza ata now mishibu mitzrayim shenema vosonu hotz misham val dovazet tziva kadosh baruch hu batora vezacharta ki ever hayisa klom ki ilu ata baatzmo you yourself were a slave hayisa ever v'yotzatu lacheres v'niftesa that you were freed and redeemed." And this is also, I think, what the Sifri means, that even though they came to the land previously, 14 years before, even the very first time, however, the emotion and the feeling has to be as if he came right now, that it's a gift that Hashem gave us now. And in the merit of his that perspective, that he sees himself as now Hashem gave us something new, fresh, and real, he will merit to continue being in the land.